Hello, welcome to St. Ninian's Community Church Lent podcast series. My name's David, and today I'll be reading from Luke 5, verse 27 to 32. And this is what it says. After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth. "Follow me," Jesus said to him. And Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. Then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at the house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with him. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law who belonged to their sect complained to his disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with the tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus answers them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repent." And what Jesus is saying there is pretty much, say there's like two people, right? And one of them's well and healthy, and the other one's like ill, okay? And there's one doctor. The doctor's not going to go over to the healthy and try and help him if he's okay, is he? He's going to go to the one that's no well and doesn't feel too great. So what Jesus is saying there is, it's pointless going to the people that already know the way, the truth and the life, and know the word in the scriptures, and he wants to try and go to these folk that are lost and need help and are blind, and to try and get them to repent in their own heart and get their eyes open to like the truth and make them not blind anymore to what's right, no, to what's like wrong, and taking the easy track, to try and get them on the straight and narrow, to open their eyes to that, and to show them the way, the truth, and life, and to save them, because that's what Jesus says. There's no point in really trying to help those that are already know it, just to help those that don't know it, and to give them an option to get into the kingdom of heaven, and show them the way, the truth, and life, and yeah. Make the gates open for them and give them a chance, know what I mean? And yeah. So that's what I believe God is saying there, and yeah, I'd just like to finish off a prayer now. So Jesus, I thank you for everyone's life here today, Lord, and thank you for giving me this word as well. And you can like help us have that mind, same heart and spirit to go and help those that are lost, and to not help those that are already found you, Lord, but to help those that don't know you, Lord Jesus, and that you can help us do that, and you can give us the courage and the mindset to do that, Lord Jesus. Yes, Holy Father, Lord, and yeah, you can just guide us in the right way to do that, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord, we ask these things in your holy name, Lord. Amen.